And it was like the Gaon's idea that that would be the way from now on to make Torah accessible to the best minds of the Jewish people. The Gaon was aware of the dangers. He was aware of the dangers of reform, of secularism, of humanism, and also of Chassidus as he saw it. Because what would happen was that there was now a competition for Jewish men that had not existed before. Before a Jewish young man who had a good mind and wanted to study, so there was only one address. That address was Torah. He was not acceptable in the outside world, and almost none of the outside world seeped into the Jewish world. During the lifetime of the Gaon, that began to change. So there was competition for the Jewish mind now. And therefore, in order for Torah to win the competition, in order for it to be successful, in order for it to be strong and survive, then it had to use, so to speak, the weapons of the opposition. And that really is the yeshiva movement. The yeshiva movement is the attempt of the Torah community to formalize its education, to put it in a modern framework, to make it competitive, at least in form. In substance, it is always more than competitive. But to make it competitive in form with other types of so-called knowledge, with other types of disciplines, to make it special. We'll see that the yeshiva movement was so successful that within the yeshiva movement, all the non-yeshiva people also attended. And they also, the Haskalah, etc., they also got their education in the yeshiva, which they then left and went on to their things. The Gaon is famous for his interpretations of the Chumash and Tanakh and Talmud. Absolutely famous. There are a number of books that were written after his death by his disciples, and these books are still being written today. There are a number of small works that have just come out in Israel that almost on every word of the Bible and on every word in the Mishnah come and tell us what the Gaon said, what the Gaon saw in it. And the Gaon, there are thousands of famous sayings of the Gaon, original. The Gaon saw in Chumash everything. He saw in the Torah everything. I mean, we could give examples all night, but I'll just tell you one example that so you'll have an idea how the Gaon's mind worked. That there was once a Pidyon HaBen in Lita, in Vilna rather, and it happened right before Shabbos Brachos. The Pidyon HaBen was on Friday, Thursday night, and the next Shabbos was Shabbos Brachos. So the Gaon was asked, what's the connection to Parshas Brachos? So he said that the word Brachos, the letters of the word Brachos stand for Ben Rishon Achar Shloshim Yom Tivde. First son after 30 days has to be redeemed. So that's Beis Reish Aleph Shin Yud Sof, which is Brachos. The Gaon could do that almost at will. The secrets of the Torah were revealed to him. That's called secrets. What the letters added up to, what the gematrios were, what the nuances were, what the rules are. All of these things are famous, famous things from the Gaon of Vilna. And scattered throughout our commentaries to everything are these insights, these flashes of genius of the Gaon, which have now become almost standard fare. To see what the Gaon of Vilna has to say on the matter. The Gaon had a number of very, very famous students. The